Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas is Vayera. Vayera has such interesting stories to it and such amazing insights. So the Parsha begins, and I'm just going to focus on the first part of the Parsha. The Parsha begins with three angels coming to Abraham. Sorry, let's just backtrack a little bit. The Parsha begins with it's the third day after Abraham Avinu's bris, circumcision. And he's recovering and he's recuperating, and Hashem comes to him to visit him. And he's sitting at the door of the tent in the heat of the day looking for guests because Hashem had made it hot to prevent guests coming. And Rashi tells us that Hashem came to him to visit the sick. It's a mitzvah to visit sick. And it was the third day of his bris, the third day after the bris, where apparently that's the most difficult day in recovery, especially for an older person. And the Mefarshim asked the question, the commentaries ask the question, or Aruch Chaim, for example, talks about this. Why did Hashem wait till the third day? And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ben Attar, has a very interesting perspective on this, and he says the following. There is a halacha, there is a law in the laws of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. That if someone falls ill, in the beginning, we try not to highlight it and make it a very publicized concept because that draws negative attention and it's not good for the person. So it actually says when a person falls ill, you don't actually visit them for the first 3 days. You wait to see what's going to happen. If it still hasn't recovered the third day, then it's okay to visit, then it becomes a mitzvah to visit. The exception to that is family members. Family members are allowed to visit. And the Mefarshim would say that that's one of the reasons that Hashem didn't come till the third day, because you're not supposed to visit someone who's sick for 3 days. So the Aruch Chaim asked the question. He said, "But hold on a second. We just said that family members are allowed, and of course Hashem is family. He's our father. So why couldn't Hashem visit him the first day, as he began his recovery after the circumcision?" And he says something very beautiful. Why are family members allowed to visit the first 2 days, where everyone else has to wait for the third day? And the answer is because family members know how to keep it quiet. It's a private thing. They visit their sister, their brother, their father, their mother. It's a private thing. No one has to know about it. When friends start to visit, it becomes public. He says, yes, it's true that Hashem is family, but when Hashem visits, it's headline news. So therefore, when Hashem visits, it's going to be public, and therefore, notwithstanding the fact that, of course, Hashem is family, nevertheless, he didn't visit till the third day. Just a nice little idea. Now, Hashem sends three angels. Three angels are in the guise of people, and they come, and Hashem, and Avraham Avinu welcomes them in, and he feeds them and so on. And then at the end, it turns out that these three angels each have a different mission. One of them was coming to help Avraham heal. The other one was coming to tell the news to Avraham Avinu that in a year from now, you will have a son. And before they do that, they ask him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he says, "She's in the tent, and she was listening." Sarah was listening from behind the door, so to speak. And they say, "Next year we'll return, and you will have a son." And then the pasuk says, famously, "Vatitzchak Sarah bekirba," and Sarah laughed. She laughed at her insides or within. She laughed, and she said, "Acharei v'lotzi haitali edna v'adoni zaken," says, "After I have withered, shall I again have clear skin? V'adoni zaken," and my husband is old, which means after I've withered physically, that's a simple idea. I should become, she had already, of course, passed the age of childbearing. She didn't have a regular cycle, and all, as the commentaries explain, all of the feminine parts of the human anatomy and the human process that is facilitates the having of a child was no longer functioning. And she said, after all that, I should become young again and youthful again, and everything should start working again, and I should have a child. That's not possible. And Hashem said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Now, I just want to, in other words, can't Hashem do anything? And I want to just point out that at the end of last week's parasha, Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu laughed. Hashem had also told him he's going to have a son, and he laughed. And Hashem wasn't upset. And the commentaries explained contextually from what happened was there was two types of laughing. The laughing of Avraham last week was happiness, as the Targum says, "V'chadi Avraham." Avraham was happy. He was happy to hear the news. So therefore Hashem took that as a sign of faith and a sign of strength, and therefore he didn't have a complaint, so to speak. But over here, when Sarah laughed, it was more of a questioning laugh. And therefore Hashem, so to speak, took exception to that as a weakness of faith. And of course, the question is, Sarah was such a great woman. Sarah, she didn't believe. She didn't believe that Hashem could do anything. She didn't believe in miracles. How could that be? And I share with you a beautiful idea based on the Shvilei Pinchas, of the Sarai Alofim, I mean. And it goes like this. There's a famous verse in Tehillim, in Psalms, that says, and we say it, whenever we say it, like on fast days, we say it on Yom Kippur, we say it a few times a year. We ask Hashem, Al tashlichenu, Al tashlicheni le'ezikna. Do not cast me away at the time of old age. Which simply seems to be saying that as we get older, we ask Hashem, don't forsake us in the time of our old age. But the Baal Shem Tov explained the following. He said, it means something different. It means something spiritual. It means like this, sometimes when we do a mitzvah for the first time, we're excited. Or if it comes only once in a while, we're excited. But with time, about mitzvah boy, if you ever saw a mitzvah boy put on tefillin, it's like amazing. Friends come, it's a big simchas, a big mazel tov. And the question is, when we're 18, when we're 25, when we're 45, do we do it with the same excitement? A young girl lights Shabbos candles, or a married woman, if they have the custom not to light before, lights for the first time. It's a beautiful simcha. But 10 years on, 15 years on, do we have the same enthusiasm, the same excitement? With time, sometimes it happens. He says, "Miskarer hacheshech v'ne'avedes hasimcha." The desire sort of weakens, and the joy disappears. And we kind of start doing the mitzvahs more robotically and just by rote. And this is what we ask Hashem. We say, you know what? Al tashlicheni le'ezikna. Don't forsake us at the time when our spirituality and our spiritual observance gets old. Help us. Help us to always serve you with a renewed energy, with freshness, with excitement, and with great joy. So he says, this is one way to explain what happened here with Sarah. She never ever questioned Hashem's ability that she should be able to become youthful again and have a child. She never, for one moment, but she thought the following. This is what her problem was. She said, like this, this is going to be an unbelievable miracle, higher than nature, breaking nature's rules. For me to deserve that miracle, I need to do something parallel, something that represents that miracle in the spiritual realm. That will be a physical miracle. The youthfulness, the renewed health, the renewed youthfulness will be a miracle to be able to have a child. But obviously, to deserve that, I'm going to have to do something similar in the spiritual realm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have to bring in a new, renewed energy in my service of Hashem. And in Sarah's great humility, she thought, my service of Hashem is not that way. My service of Hashem is old. I don't have the same excitement. I imagine that she did, but in humility, she thought that it's waning. Her excitement is waning. And therefore she said, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can renew the energy, renew the excitement of serving Hashem. And that's what we say. She said she laughed. She didn't laugh in disbelief of Hashem. She laughed at herself. It was a laugh of giving up. It was like a laugh, like, you're kidding? I can't do this. I'm already 90 years old. I've been doing this, the mitzvahs, as we all think sometimes. I've been doing it one way for so long. I can all of a sudden change. I can change my whole perspective. I can do something new. I can become excited all of a sudden to light Shabbos candles, to wash before we eat bread, to do another mitzvah. I've been doing it for 15, 20, 30 years, just by rote every day, the same thing. All of a sudden, I should become excited. In other words, she didn't laugh at the possibility of it happened. But she laughed at her ability to return to her spiritual youthfulness. She had you, she gave up hope. That's what she means. After I've withered away, I should become youthful. It was a spiritual thing, it was a spiritual perspective. And Hashem responds to Abraham and he says, why did she laugh? Why did she say that I'm old? A person is never allowed to give up hope. A person never. Doesn't matter how old we are spiritually, it doesn't matter how many years it's been since we did something with passion. Why did you laugh? You cannot give up hope, even if it's become old. Hayipole Hashem Dover. Do you think it's in not in the ability of Hashem to help you renew your spiritual energy? And the Rav Shitzer Rebbe would say that whenever we're feeling down spiritually, whenever we need chizuk spiritually, strength, we need strength, we need help, we need to, we say in many mitzvahs that we do, we say, Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. We're doing this mitzvah to remember the going out of Egypt. Says the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, what does that mean? He says, very simple. Whenever you're feeling down, whenever you need chizuk, think about the going out of Egypt. Think about the Jews who have been there for 210 years. Think about that spiritually we know we are taught that they had sunken into the 49th level of impurity, almost to the point of no return, but they didn't give up hope. B'schus we say in the merit of emunah, they were redeemed from Egypt and they came out. He said, and this is what we say every Shabbos. When we make Kiddush, we have a phrase, we say, Techila lemikra'i Kiddush, simply meaning that Shabbos is the beginning of all the callings of holiness. And he says, if a Jew feels the calling, the mikra'i Kiddush, the mikra'i Kiddush means the calling of holiness to start again. Just the only, he wants to start again, he wants to be fresh, but his heart is broken because he's giving up hope for his spiritual old age, so to speak. He just has to remember Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. That's the phrase in Kiddush. Tchila lemikra'i Kiddush, Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. If a person wants tchila, he wants to begin again the calling of holiness, just remember the going out of Egypt. That no matter how low we sink and no matter how old we feel spiritually, we can always start again. And that's the lesson from the parasha. Hashem says to Sarah, to Avraham Avinu, why does Sarah laugh? Hashem can always help you renew. And that's what we have to learn. I think in more recent times, we can learn this lesson from some of our hostages. They never gave up hope. Some of them held on to belief and emunah so strongly. I just heard one of the hashdas say that every day he was in a tunnel, he came closer and closer to his emunah, closer and closer to his faith. And that's what got him through. And we can do the same thing. And let us reflect on this, that we need to do our part. Our part is to move into the spiritual perspective of newness and freshness, miraculous revival. And Hashem will respond to us with equal physical blessings of giving us freshness and youthfulness and things that we think couldn't have happened will happen in Hashem with all of Hashem's blessings. That's an important lesson that we learn from this week's parsha. Wishing everyone a good day and a good Shabbos.